Log Talk Radio.
Salawan, everybody. Again, peace and blessings to all my black community. I am your host, Elisheba. This is just a radio talk show. We are here again because we love coming here to help enlighten you and talk to you about what we need to do as a black community to destroy the enemy that's destroying us. So let's go right into our show. I hope your day is going good and you've been blessed today. And again, I'm your host, Elisheba. Our topic today, like it have always been for the last six segments, this is our last and final segment. This is a seven-day series, and today will be the last day that we will complete this series. This is broadcast number seven. Destroying the enemy and the black community. Poverty, sickness, and abuse. And we're going to use our text title scripture, which is Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. I am here because I need to enlighten the people of God. I need to enlighten the people. And I'm not talking about the whole world, because the whole world don't belong to God. He is only talking to the 12 tribes of Israel. Those are his chosen people throughout the whole world. So I am here. I was placed here by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to shed light, to give you some wisdom, to give you some knowledge and understanding of what's going on in our black neighborhood, in our black environment, in our black population. We need some understanding. We're not getting any understanding. We're not getting no knowledge, no wisdom, no answers, no solutions from anybody, whether it be your religious institutions or your churches or your job or your college or whatever avenue that you go to enlighten yourself about what's going on around you. I am here because I was sent here by God to give you a message of hope, a message of understanding, so you can help you and your children and your men, sisters, to come out of the dilemma and the situation that we are so desperately in. We are in a desperate need right now for some powerful end time answers and understanding to help us to figure out, why are we going to church? Why are we calling on Ahaya? We calling on Jah? We calling on Yah? We calling on Buddha? We calling on Jesus? We calling on Jesus? We calling on Jehovah? We calling on all in Allah? We calling on all these gods, Horus? But yet still, we are still destroyed as a black people. We are still dying. We are still being poisoned. We are still being sick. We are still dying, okay? Something is not right, people. And I need for you to understand that. Something is not right. If you're supposed to be following the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, you're supposed to be blessed abundantly, just like our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They was blessed abundantly. They had everything they needed. They didn't have to go to the grocery store. They didn't have to go to the pharmacy to get medication because they were sick. They didn't have to go to college for some other person, somebody to teach them something or get them some understanding. They had everything that they needed within their environment, within their family, within their household. So it is something wrong. We are not serving the same God that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were serving. Okay, we've been deceived. We've been deceived by our leaders, by our elders, by our bishops, by our priests. by all of these so-called leaders and shepherds. We've been deceived because we have to be deceived because our children still getting gunned down. Our men still dying from all kind of sickness. Our household is in an uproar. We can't get along with our husband. We can't get along with our wives. We don't like our mama. We don't speak to our sister. We don't speak to our brothers. We're still mad at somebody that did something 10 years ago. All kind of negative and morally, unmorally, ungodliness, madness is going on among the black community, or should I say the black people. So I'm here because I need to correct some things. I need to correct some things because, like I said, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible that you don't know nothing about, you think you know, but you don't know him. You need to get to know him and understand what he wants us to do as a people, as his people, so we can be delivered and we can be free and do what we need to do to help our family, help our children. Our children are dying. Our children are lost. Our children are sick, okay? Our children is confused. Our children are being bullied in school, and then they turn around and go home and hang themselves in the closet, or they killing themselves because some little child in their school is offending them and bullying them and making them feel bad, and you keep sending them to the same school, and your child is suddenly telling you, Mama, Daddy, I don't like that school. Something ain't right. I don't feel right around them kids, but you keep sending them. Why? Because of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Let's read it. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This is why. This is why, people. This is why. And it reads like this. My people, the 12 tribes of Israel, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Issachar, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. You have actually rejected what God want you to do. Thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. Okay? It's that simple. It's that plain and simple. If you reject the knowledge of God, he will reject you. And he will reject your children. He will reject your husband. He will reject your wives. He had rejected your grandma, your granddaddy, your mama. He rejected everybody because everybody are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we don't have God's knowledge. We have the knowledge of this world. We have the knowledge of the Christian church. We have the knowledge of the Hebrew Israelite church. We have the knowledge of Allah, of the Muslims, but we don't have the knowledge of our God because if we did, we wouldn't be so destroyed and rejected today, black people. He said, I will reject you, and you shall not be no priest to me. Okay? So you think that those elders and them bishops and them pastors and them ministers and them priests and all the people that call themselves teaching you the word of God, they not teaching you the right information that can actually help you resolve the destruction that's around you and your children and your family. Sisters, wake up. We got to stand up. We got to wake up. We can't wait on no man to do it. We can't wait on our daddy to do it. We can't wait on no mama to do it. We got to do it ourselves, sisters. We got to wake up and fight for what we believe in. And that's our children. And that's our husbands. And that's our own selves. And that's our family. You won't be be no priest to me, he said. So these shepherds and these elders, they are not priests of God. I'm talking about the God of the Hebrews, the real God, the creator of this whole universe, the one that put you in this world, the one that gave us life. I'm talking about him. I ain't talking about none of your gods that your religious institutions have given you. I'm talking about the real God. And he said, you will not be a priest to me. Okay? So you are not. Why? Seeing thou hast forgotten the law. Okay? We have actually forgotten the law. Okay? The Hebrew Israelite churches. Okay? They teach the law. Partially the law. They're not teaching you the whole entire law. Because if they was teaching you the whole entire law, you would not be in the predicament that you in today. Because you will be actually doing what the law says and pleasing your God on top of that. They're teaching you that the law is holy days. They're teaching you that the law is dietary law. Don't eat no pork. Don't eat no shrimp. Don't eat no lobster. They teaching you that the law, okay, that's what they teaching you, that the law, go to church on the Sabbath day. That's just a very, very small portion of what the God of the Hebrews want us to do. It's a very, very small portion, and that's why we're not getting anywhere with our God, because we're only doing a very small portion. When he said we must keep the whole entire law. If you ain't speaking to your brother because you mad at him, you ain't speaking to your mama because you upset with her, you don't want to talk to your sister that you ain't talked to in 4 or 5 years or 1 year, one last month, you are not keeping the law. You are not keeping the law, okay? The law requires us to have justice, live righteously, do things that's right in the eyes of our God. In the eyes of our own selves, we got to do what's right by God and by other people and not do wrong people. Let me keep going. I will also forget thy children. Okay? My mama didn't keep the law. My mama didn't read the Bible. My mama didn't serve the God of the Bible. Okay? That's why I have been forgotten by God. Because she didn't do right. And she taught me how to do wrong. Okay? She taught me everything that she learned. She taught me. God has rejected us. And he has rejected our children. Because we have forgotten his law, his way. What is the law of God? The law of God is God himself. This is the law. The law is everything that he recorded in the first 5 books of Moses for us to do and to keep and to observe justice, living morally, living righteously, doing what's right, okay? This is the law. Let me go to my next scripture, which is a precept to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And I have a new scripture that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob told me to share with you today. And that's in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles, let me slow down. I'm trying to go fast because I know that I don't have that much time. I have to ram everything in within 30 minutes. Okay, I'm praying that I get more time. I need more time. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And it reads like this. My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. See, he's talking about his and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the Bible. He said, humble yourself and pray. We ain't got time to pray. We ain't humbling ourselves. And humble in the Hebrew is Hebrew number 8:3-5. It says, properly to bend the knee. When has the last time you got down on your knees, men and women, and bend down and prayed and humbled yourself and confessed your sins before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It means to bend the knee. It means to be in subjection under God, our Father. That's what it means. It don't mean humble to the enemy that's destroying us in our black community. We have humbled ourselves to the wrong people. We have humbled ourselves to the government. We have humbled ourselves to the preachers. We have humbled ourselves to the schools. We have humbled ourselves to our jobs. We have humbled ourselves to all of these things except of our God. And this is why the enemy is destroying us everywhere we can look. We are being killed and destroyed because we humbling ourselves under the wrong people and the wrong things. And it said we need to pray. We need to pray. Pray means to intercede. Pray means to intercede. It means to confess. It means to cry out to God and ask God to help us and save us and deliver our children and help our men to see that they are in error, to help our leaders, the shepherds, to see that they are liars and they're teaching us nothing but lies. He said, pray and seek my faith. The word seek is worship or prayer. We need to worship our Father. We need to worship our Father. Your Hebrew Israelite community churches, they're not teaching you to worship God, the Father. They're not teaching you that. When you up in your congregation with them, all you're going to do is sit there and listen to what these elders is talking about. That's all you're going to do. The Christian church, they ain't worshiping God. They only can worship God when the preacher tells them to lift them hands, to pray, to call God's name. They cannot do it on their own. Why? Because they have not humbled themselves. We have not humbled ourselves. We can't worship God. We just sit there and listen to what a man says. We just sit there. We don't worship him. We don't lift him up. We don't cry out to him. We don't call his name. We don't bless him. We don't do anything. We just sit there and listen to these leaders. Humble, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. We have become so wicked, people. We have become so wicked because we are not receiving the knowledge that God wants us to have. We have rejected his way. We have rejected his law. We have rejected his knowledge. We have became wicked. And that's why God is killing us. That's why God is chastising us. That's why God is destroying us. That's why we're sick. That's why we don't have food. That's why we don't have no job. That's why we don't have nothing. That's why we don't have anything that we can call the black people, say, this is ours. We own this. We own this hospital. We own this doctor's office. We own this market. We own this. We don't own nothing because we are wicked people that are serving that's serving the enemy and serving man. Man is our God. Our elders, our leaders, our rulers, our masters of this universe. That's who we're serving. We're serving them. We're going to their jobs. We're going to their colleges. We ain't getting the knowledge and understanding from God. We getting the knowledge and understanding from our enemies. And that's why we're not getting anywhere. Let me go to my next verse. My next verse is Deuteronomy. I'm sorry. The next verse is Leviticus 26, verse 40 through 41. Leviticus 26, verse 40 through 41. My people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Destroyed means you are already dead. We die. We're losing the battle. We're losing the fight. We are being slaughtered on every side of the fence, road. Everywhere we go, people are dying and being killed. Children killing themselves. Women killing themselves. Women killing their kids. Daddies raping their kids. Oh my God. Can I go on and on? We are destroyed. We are destroyed, people. Wake up and go back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and get rid of these religions. Get rid of these jobs. Get rid of everything. Leave. Pack your bags. Get up out of your environment. Because it's killing and destroying our children. And it's killing and destroying our men. And it's killing and destroying us. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 4. And I know I'm running out of time. I know I'm running out of time. I can only give you what I can give you. Leviticus 26, verse 40 and 41. I'm excited because I feel sad that my people are being destroyed on every way. We've been destroyed. We've been destroyed by the people that rule this world. We've been destroyed by our shepherds and our leaders. We've just been destroyed. Everybody's killing us. Everybody's blocking us. Everybody's stopping us. Oh, my God. We got to get out, sisters. We got to wake up. We got to pull them out the fire. Our children, they need our help. They need our help. If we don't help them, they're going to die. They're going to leave this world without no knowledge, without no peace, without no understanding. Leviticus 26, verse 40. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespasses, which they trespass against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, we need to confess our iniquities to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need to confess. Yes, do the elders teach you what confession is? Do you even know what confession is? We need to confess our iniquities, Israel. Their iniquities. Iniquity means in the Hebrew, vanish, consume away, be corrupt, pine away. We have so many iniquities in our life. We have so many iniquities and so much wickedness among us that God is punishing us. He hurting us. He killing us. He making us sick. He hurting. Our God is hurting. And because he's hurting us. He's hurting our children. He hurting our men. He hurting our family. Because we're full of iniquity. We're full of iniquity. And we won't confess our ways. Because we don't have time to pray. We're too busy going to school. We're too busy going to church. We're too busy going to work. Oh, we don't have time to pray. We don't have time to seek our God's face. He said, turn from our wicked ways and confess our iniquities and our trespasses. Trespasses mean everything that we're doing wrong. Sisters getting booty shots. They getting titty shots. They getting fake eyebrows, fake eyelashes, all kind of stuff. Oh, my God. We have so much iniquity that's going on in our life that we cannot even count our sins, because our sins are so many and so overbearing, and the only thing our God can do is destroy and kill us to stop us from committing iniquity and wickedness, because he's tired of looking at it. And he said, and if they walk contrary and which they trespass against me, I'm reading Leviticus 26:40. If they trespass against me, that also they have walked contrary unto me. What does contrary mean? Hostile. We have walked hostile towards our God. We have been mean to him. We have been hostile to him. We have not loved him. We have put so many other things and people and places in front of him. We are mean and hostile. We don't like our God. We don't like his law. We don't like his ways. We only like things that we're comfortable with doing, like keeping the holy days, going to church on Saturday, going to church on Sunday, paying our tithes, but we don't want to do nothing else. We don't want to do nothing else. Go to your banquet, your Passover, your Feast of Tabernacles, your unleavened bread, all of these things. This is all we want to do. We're walking hostile, contrary against our God. We walk in evil towards him. He don't like us. And that's why the young man today on the news in Memphis, Tennessee, they shot the young man, 21 years old young man. They shot him 20 times in front of his own house. You trying to tell me that God ain't destroying us? You trying to tell me that God is not angry with us? You trying to tell me that God is pleased with us? No, it's all a lie that they have taught you in these religious institutions. The next verse, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. And I'm talking about humbling yourself. We need to humble ourselves and confess and turn from our iniquity and stop walking hostile and contrary against our God. I don't want to hear that today. I ain't got time to pray. I ain't got time to read the Bible. I got to go to work. I got to go to school. I ain't got time for God. Because right now, God, I'm busy. Oh, my God. You are walking contrary to him. You put so many other things and other gods in front of him. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. I know I'm running out of time. I only have 2 minutes left. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, people. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did. No, I'm sorry. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. That's verse 3. And I'm going to have to stop right here because I'm running out of time. I have one more scripture. I'm going to try to get it in real quick. 29. But if from this thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice. See, we're in tribulation. We're killing. They killing us. We dying. We sick. We got poverty. We hungry. All kind of stuff. We homeless. All kind of tribulations in our life. But we need to seek our God's face right there. And we need to seek him. I want you to read Ezekiel 18, 27 and 30 verse. Be blessed, people. Be blessed. Wake up. Wake up, people. Pack your bags. Get up out of America. Please, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, they is not going to ever do nothing but kill us and destroy us. The food, the guns, the drugs, the jail, everything is designed to kill us, to hurt us, to stop us, to block us, to confuse us. Please, people, pack your